The Morning Drive Show on Impact 103.
We've entered into the third and final hour of The Morning Drive on this Tuesday morning. And on the line, I have Choose Life Church Head Pastor John Raybitz. Good morning and welcome to Impact 103, Pastor John.
Good morning, Birgitta. Nice to chat with you. Thanks for the invite.
It's an absolute pleasure because you are making a stand in terms of what is being said in our governments. But before we get into the questions of today's discussion, I think we need to remind the listeners that on the 29th of May 2024 was a very significant day in South Africa in terms of free and fair elections. But before that, we had 40 days of prayer where the community as Christians, not only at Impact Radio, but actually throughout the country, got on board to pray for South Africa. Before we go into our discussions, what are your thoughts in that significance of us praying, being intentional in our prayers for the country, our country, South Africa?
Well, there seemed to be an unusually high groundswell of prayer because maybe it's the 30 years since democracy began. There was a significance around that. Maybe there was a sense of expectation just in the spiritual realm. But there's no doubt that these past elections seem to carry a much higher level of prayer than, let's say, the previous 10 or 15 years. So that was really, really terrific. And clearly, the nation prayed, believers prayed, Christians prayed, and so that is fantastic.
And also we see how prayer was answered. We prayed for peaceful elections, and if you went to the polls, you would have even sensed that peace while you were standing in the queues.
Very true. And I think that we need to recognize and honor what God has done, because the May elections went well. Democracy was respected. There was a peaceful atmosphere in South Africa at that point in time. And so I believe that that is very important, that we acknowledge what God has done. However, since then, I don't know if you noticed that it's gotten quiet from the church. Yes. You know, in general, it's like we all have this wait and see mentality. What's going to happen? What's happening? The government of national unity, is it going to work? And so I think while we were very engaged in the initial stages, the church has gone quiet. And this is what I was referring to on Sunday. That's why we're chatting today.
Absolutely. And like you say, the church has gone quiet, but politically and amongst the citizens of South Africa, they've gotten louder. They are criticizing at the moment because for various reasons, when I say criticizing the government of national unity, and there's so much power in the tongue. We know that in the scriptures, there's life and death in the tongue. What do we do as followers of Christ now in this position about 2 months after the elections? What is our role as the church that we need to play in South Africa?
Well, firstly, I think we need to say, isn't this perhaps the hand of God that has allowed the government of national unity to be formed? Because God says through his word that he brings kings into place and he brings authorities into place, and every authority is from God. And so maybe we need to firstly just think about this for a moment, that perhaps this is the hand of the Lord. And we need to thank God that the GNU was firstly able to be formed. Also, I believe we need to thank God that some of the radical groups and divisive groups were not able to take control, because there was a threat of some, you know, other coalitions which could have really been destabilizing for the country. So praise God that that didn't take place. We also need to thank God for the integration and representation that is evident in the GNU. There's a lot of different people groups and political parties represented. Just to bring all those different thoughts and ideas and ideologies together, isn't that perhaps the hand of God? And so I believe that we need to say, okay, it's time to move from a wait and see mentality into a God seems to be using this. This is what the Lord has chosen to bring together, and this is what we need to bless. So firstly, we need to recognize what God has done and let there be thanksgiving. But then I think the next aspect that we have to move into is actually becoming intentional to bless the GNU.
Pastor John Roberts, can you say a prayer for us? You've given us key points now, what we need to do as followers of Christ. We've seen that our prayers leading up to the elections were answered. We had free and fair and peaceful elections on the 29th of May. We've seen a government of national unity very well put by you, saying that all these ideologies have now come together and there is a sense that government does want to work together for people. And saying that we need to now recognize that this is the hand of God over South Africa. He continues to have his plan in place over South Africa. We give thanks for that. And now we need to be intentional in our words that we speak over South Africa. Can I ask that you say a prayer for us? We stand in agreement with you. And then from there,
absolutely,
we can also continue to pray for South Africa.
Absolutely. It would be a joy to do so. So I invite every listener to join us in prayer and in agreement. So, Father, we recognize that you seem to have brought the government of national unity about, and we choose to not remain neutral anymore, but now we move into a position of blessing. And on this day, we, as the city of Pretoria, Tshwane, we agree together that the blessing of the Lord will be on the GNU. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that you would give the government of national unity purpose and direction. We pray, Lord, that you would help that the GNU would experience peace and conflict-free administration, that there would be this unbelievable working by your hand to bring about harmony. We pray that within the GNU that there would be unity and love for our country, that there would genuinely be a putting the country first instead of own interests. We also pray, Lord, that the GNU would have a capacity for service delivery. We pray, God, that you would give the government the ability to create economic growth and prosperity, because we know it is the Lord your God that gives you the power to get wealth. Lord, we even include in this prayer the opposition, those in the opposition benches, and we bless them with a desire to be constructive. In the name of Jesus, we pray against the agendas that may be there that want to be divisive. And we pray, Lord, you would even put a guard over their mouths where necessary. But we ask that there would come a desire to be constructive. And we also lastly want to declare, God, that South Africa is a nation under God. Yes. And we declare your authority, your rule, your reign over South Africa. So today, Lord, we declare we move away from maybe being neutral regarding the GNU, and we come to a place where we say we bless this government. We bless this government of national unity. And Lord, we invite you to remind us by your Spirit regularly to pray for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor John Raybert from Choose Life Church, for your time this morning on Impact 103's Morning Drive.
Only a pleasure. Thanks, Brigitte.
Impact 103 Morning Drive.